The Crank is back. Today at around 1 p.m., the go-go music at Georgia and Florida Avenues Northwest was turned back on after the threat of a lawsuit from a nearby luxury apartment resident forced the owner to shut down the Sound of D.C. that's played at that specific location for nearly 25 years. A grassroots movement labeled hashtag Don't Mute D.C. was born, and the city spoke up. Yesterday at 14th and U Streets, an impromptu go-go concert was held as a way to show many outsiders what the culture is all about and to get folks' attention. Well, we did. The CEO of T-Mobile himself caught wind of the fiasco at the cell phone store and offered his support. His tweet read,
"I've looked into this issue myself and the music should not stop in D.C."
Okay, that's something. Meanwhile, Ted Leonsis, who owns an actual basketball team named the Go-Go, declined to comment on the matter, claiming his focus was on the Capitals and the playoffs. Got it. So you can name a team after the culture, but not defend the culture when it's under attack? We call that a monumental failure. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.